Back to the future for landlords. Government's made good on the promise to reintroduce the tax deductibility on investment properties from April. As in next month, landlords will be able to claim 80% of interest expenses from April of next year. It's 100%. The Associate Finance Minister, David Seymour, is with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
The backdate business that you're no longer doing, what happened there?
Basically, we looked at what it would take to do 60% for the current tax year instead of 50%. We looked at the complexity of backdating, doing a retrospective tax change, potentially having to issue refunds and all the rest, and we just decided it was cleaner and easier to stay at 50 for this year than make all those changes for the sake of 10%. 10% is good, but far better to be bringing forward to 80% from the 1st of April, 100% mortgage interest deductibility from April 2025, than have a pretty messy transition.
Is it a broken promise?
Well, some people would say that, but it's not as though we had some enormous battle over it. Basically, we just sat down around the table and said, okay, how are we going to do this? What's the trade-off between making a complex change and following the letter of an agreement versus doing what's going to get you almost the same result and be a hell of a lot easier from the point of view of administrative simplicity, which is another thing that we think is really important across the economy.
Is this the first reneg on the deal or renegotiation?
I'm not really sure. I don't think so. There's been a whole lot of things that have gone through, and I suspect if you looked really closely at the fine print, you might see that maybe it wasn't exactly as expected. But I always look at, well, what's the overall outcome from the point of view of people? And I look at renters and landlords alike. The amount of tax taken out of the housing sector is going to be reduced by anywhere from $400 to $800 million a year over the next 4 years. That's got to be good for landlords, got to be good for renters. And the other thing is we've restored the integrity of the tax system, because anything else you invest in, any business, if you invest in, say, commercial property, you're allowed to deduct interest cost from your taxable income. It was very strange. The previous government went after residential rental housing, something that's in short supply, with an unusual tax grab.
Yeah, exactly. And that's your advantage. What they did previously hasn't worked, and I think everyone knows that. This business, while they got you on the Reserve Bank and they're advertising for a diversity advisor and you've had a go at them, I thought all this crap was coming to an end. Are you in charge of this country or not?
Well, first of all, yes, we are. Second of all, the government has many different institutions, and they're set up with different levels of independence from the government. The Reserve Bank, obviously famous for its independence, they have their own board, they have their own governor, and sometimes they still make decisions that maybe they haven't quite got the message that the government changed last year, and we're not backward about coming forward and reminding them of that. As a party, and one of ACT's other MPs that said that. However, as a government, you've got to respect their independence and give them just a little bit of guidance when you have the opportunity.
Good on you. Appreciate it. David Seymour, the ACT leader.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.